They did Blank pick up a couple back. First, though.
Blank will go it. Back to punt.
Yep.
Kick is away. Moran is going to let it bounce, and it's going to take a favorable roll for the Panthers to about the 25-yard line, where Barnegat will go back on offense with just over 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Tonight's game brought to you in part by IOP. Visit them on Route 37 East and West in Toms River, on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy.
Barnegat would like to get on the board before this half. Boy, this is the quickest half we've played all year.
McCoy back to pass. Looks downfield deep from Moran. Good coverage, but he's got the ball, and he's going to go in. Oh, he got the pass, and he's going to go into the end zone untouched.
Yeah,
he caught
it on about the 40-yard line on a great throw by Mark McCoy. He caught it in stride on the 40. One white shirt had a chance at him. He broke that tackle and then went in on touchdown the left sideline.
Actually, Jashawn Woodard had great coverage.
Yep.
He was right on him, but he kind of misread the ball in the air, and it just sort of landed right in Moran's arms, and he went down the sideline untouched. How about that?
Yeah, that's what Barnegat could do to you with the arm of McCoy.
Extra point by Moran. He wasn't too tired to kick that. A 76-yard touchdown reception and the extra point, and Barnegat is right back in it. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOPM AM 1160 and 1310, and classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
So a 76-yard pass and catch, McCoy to Moran, fifth time they've done that this year. And Barnegat very much back in this one, trailing 10-7.
Couple updates, Kevin. Manalapan is on the board, up at Manalapan at 7-7, Brick Memorial in Manalapan. And at Jackson, Jackson has scored again and kicked the point this time and lead it over Sarajevo 13-7.
That one early in the second quarter. This kickoff's going to go out of bounds.
And that was ugly, that kickoff. So maybe Moran wasn't tired on the extra point, but he looked like his foot was tired on that kickoff, as they will probably take the ball on the 35-yard line, and it looks like that's what they will do. They have three options. They could take a penalty, have them kick it over, which I would maybe think about doing.
Really?
Take it on the 35, or they could take it where it went out of bounds.
I take it on the 35. That's a pretty good spot to start.
Yep.
And that's where Point Barrow will start. First and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Dunbar hands off to Vital, the A-back, and not much there. A couple of yards before he's brought down by Chris Stoma. We'll give him two. So second down and eight. Barnegat defense feeling a little better now that their offense got him some points.
Well, after a whole lot of Dunbar in the first part of that first quarter, when he basically had his way on that option outside, Burrow trying to get everybody involved, Trainer, Vital, and looks like now no timeout here. Looks like an equipment timeout.
Okay.
Yep, they'll start it up again. Quick moving half, 5:25 left and running.
Second down and eight for the Burrow at their own 37. Olafant goes in motion. Dunbar will keep it and go outside down the left sideline. He'll get a few. had to go real deep on that play in order to turn the corner. Stacked up by the Bengals after a gain of about five, or let's call it four. So third down and a long two.
Yeah, you go in as a defensive coordinator for Barnegat, figuring that if you could stop John Dunbar, at least control him, you got a good chance of winning the football game, because although the other backs are pretty tough, they're not going to go the distance on you, but Dunbar can at any time, and now Burrow will use a timeout.
We'll keep it right here. As a little confusion there on the part of the Panthers, they'll call a timeout there first, and we'll keep it right here.
Well, we got some fairly interesting scores going on around the area. Up in Manalapan, it's 7 minutes left till halftime, and they are locked up at 7-7. What's up with Red Bank?
Red Bank Catholic is rolling 20-6.
As they try to win their first.
They're playing what, Pope John, right?
Yes, they are. Pope John, yep. Sparta. Yep.
Chris Donald on an 8-yard touchdown run for their most recent score. Point Pleasant Beach has an 8-0 lead on New Egypt on a 24-yard run by Coleman. Steinert had a 6-0 lead on Wall early in the second. A whole bunch of games around the state tonight, opening round playoff action tonight and then tomorrow.
Nervous time for all these head coaches. First round of the playoffs.
Yeah, one and done in terms of the states.
You got that right.
So third down and two after the timeout. Let's see what the Panthers do. Dunbar will keep it. He'll pitch the trainer on the outside, and he'll have the corner in the first down, and he'll go inside Barnegat territory. Dunbar held that one to the last minute, and then Trainer was the pitch man. He got it to him, and Dan was able to turn the corner and get inside Barnegat territory to the Bengal 47-yard line, first down and 10. And with 4:20 left, plenty of time here for the Panthers with a 10-7 lead late in the opening half.
Yeah, they've used one timeout, so they have two left. Still got to take it about 45 yards here.
Olafant goes in motion. Dunbar is going to roll left. Throw or pass? He's going to throw it. Dink downfield. He's got a man. Passes underthrown again. And McGarry looking for interference from Jordan Salt. And very animated.
Yeah, he was.
With the arm stretched out. Where's the flag? The flag is still in the official's pocket. But again, that was a case, Ed, where Dunbar rolling to his left, the pass was underthrown.
Yeah, he's got to throw it a little earlier. You know, again, rolling opposite his arm. He's a right-handed thrower, rolling to the left, putting the ball up in the air close to 50 yards because that ball was near the goal line, right, Kev?
Yeah.
So he's throwing it from behind the 50-yard line. So pretty tough throw going rolling left. But, yeah, he's got to throw it a little bit early. But you can see what McGarry gives them. He stretches the field for Barnegat and makes those other short passes work a little better.
Second down and 10. Dunbar will keep it this time, and he'll slip and then be knocked down. But his feet kind of went out from under him after a short gain. And as Ed said, the Bengals doing a much better job of controlling John Dunbar.
Yeah, he had, you know, he's probably close to 100 yards rushing in this first half, but most of them came in the first 6 minutes of the football game.
Yep. Gained about three on that one, so it'll be third down and 7 from the 43 of Barnegat. Trainer goes in motion. Dunbar handles to the A-back Vital, and he is tripped up. That was Stoma. Boy, if he didn't get him, he would have gone a lot longer.
Yeah, this is a tough decision
Just shy of the first down.
So it'll be fourth down here. Now Burrow's got to decide whether they want to take a chance at giving Barnegat the ball on the 38-yard line and by going for it and not making it, or trying to pick up the first down. 2:45 and running, and looks like they may either try to draw him offside or go for this.
Fourth down and a little more than a yard. Dunbar, and he's going to be tackled for a loss. Actually, he handed it to Vitale, who was stacked up right away for a loss, and it will be Barnegat football. Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know who shot the gap for the Bengals, but I mean...
I'll tell you who it was, Kevin. It was Jim... It was Vinny Calderon.
Vinny Calderon, the senior defensive end, leads the team with, or second on the team with 3.5 sacks. Great penetration. Has literally, he had Dunbar and Vitale at the same time. And Barnegat will take over at their own 38, first down and 10. A real good job by the Bengal defense that time. Here's McCoy, back to pass, throws. He's got Salt. He's open. He's down the right sideline. He's got one man to beat. 20. He's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. How about that? Back-to-back touchdown passes for Mark McCoy. This one 62 yards to Jordan Salt. Wow.
Well, the home run has hurt the Panthers and helped out the Bengals as Salt just went up and got it. What do they list Salt, Kevin, about 6'2", 6'3"? Well, he's got some leaping ability, and he went up and got that one. It was great coverage, I thought, from Burrow.
Their defensive backs are just getting beat to the ball by the receivers. Moran will add the extra point, and for the first time tonight, Barnegat takes the lead 14-10. We'll step outside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7, The Hawk.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOPM AM 1160 and 1310, and classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it. Open 7 days a week on Arnold and Bay Avenues in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Mark McCoy, back-to-back touchdown strikes. 76 yards and 62 yards. And Barnegat leads for the first time tonight. This one a low line drive kick. Picked up by Dunbar. And a good open field tackle by Chris Stoma.
Well, Dunbar's going to need a good whirlpool tomorrow morning, that's for sure, because he got crunched on that kickoff. You know, kickoffs are a special, it takes a special breed to run the back, you know, as you know, in any level, that's usually specialty people, but in high school, it's sometimes your best athlete, and you're pretty open to some huge hits, and Dunbar took one there.
Point Burrow have first and 10 at their own 25 with 2:15 left and trailing. For the first time tonight. Dunbar hands off to Vitale. He'll test the left side and get a couple, and that's about it. As he is swarmed under, and there's going to be a very late flag here. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike, and it's going to be on Barnegat.
And it's going to be on the big guy.
That is a bad, dumb penalty.
The big guy going to Purdue. We don't even have to say his name, do we?
Nope.
Yeah, that's a bad penalty. So we've had really three personal foul penalties here. Two for roughing the passer and one right there on a late hit. So Morris not real smart right there, and that will help Burrow out now. 2 minutes in running here. I don't know if they could get in on the ground. And I don't think they've completed. Oh, no, they have one completion, I believe, on the bubble.
Dunbar hands off up the middle. It is Vitale, and he'll have a nice gain, a first down up the middle. Good job by Jack Vitale. He'll move it into Barnegat territory at about the 46-yard line, and now you got to get up right up to the line of scrimmage, and they will.
Give
you clock at 1:39 and moving here in the second quarter.
Yeah, I'll give you an update right after this play, Kev.
Dunbar hands it again up the middle. to Vitale. And, you know, that's a nice play if you're going to take three or four at a time. You can't, though.
No, not with 120 and running, two timeouts left for Point Pleasant. Brick Memorial has gotten on the board again at Manalapan. They lead it 14-7 with 3 minutes left till halftime. So Memorial trying to pull the upset from the number seven seed.